Alternative Lab. The streaming service with Justin Hill.
You can get the streaming service on Listener or right now with Justin Hill, who is going to tell us all about the show that my mum used to let me stay up late to watch with her. It's All Saints, Justin, possibly coming back.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, we're kind of living in a world where everything old is new again, right? I mean, we love a reboot. We love a, like, we're calling them requels these days, that are like reboots that are sequels and stuff like that.
Oh.
And yeah, and now I've got the official word on where we're at with an All Saints reboot. So, like, I mean, people probably remember this show. It ran for 12 seasons. I feel like we all watched, you know, Georgie Parker and and everyone, you know, in the All Saints Western General Hospital Emergency Department. But Channel 7 have spoken out, and head of drama Julie McGoran has said that it is actually one of the most streamed shows on 7 Plus. So if you're a fan and you haven't watched it in a while, jump onto 7 Plus and see it for free. And but she said every time they talk about potentially doing a reboot, they come to the same problem. And that's the fact as to whether Aussie audiences would in fact watch a one-hour TV show every week.
Yeah.
So she's like, we don't think that in this age of streaming and, you know, where people can basically watch whatever they want, they don't think that people would commit to, you know, to actually watching it. Here's a fun fact, though. We put it up on our Facebook page and it has gone wild.
Yeah.
All of our listeners commenting saying they would absolutely watch a one-hour episode of All Saints every week.
Bring Definitely. That back. Blue Healers, Water Rats.
Yeah.
Cloud's Daughters.
All those
so
shows.
The thing was, too, like you say it ran for 12 seasons, but their seasons weren't like 10. They were like 40-ep seasons. Like it ran like all year.
It was like Grey's Anatomy before Grey's Anatomy, and it was Aussie. We loved it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now, here's just another little bit like a glimmer of hope. She did say that they are interested in doing like shorter seasons of dramas, of Aussie dramas, but also potentially two, say, like 90-minute special event episodes.
That's a good idea.
So I would love to see them do a 2-episode special of All Saints just to see if everyone's really excited to see it back and
That's
then take
a good
it
idea.
From there.
It's a very nostalgic catch-up with Justin Hill this week because Joshua Jackson is back. He's starring in a new series at the moment, a reboot of Fatal Attraction. The film has been turned into a TV series, but he's opened up and spilt some tea from the Dawson's Creek set.
He has. Now, I don't know if you guys know, this is just like an interesting tidbit here. Do you know the postcode or the zip code for where the Dawson's Creek people live?
This was going to be my joke, Justin. I literally said off air to Cliffo, I've got a Dawson's Creek joke. But
oh, I don't know
do
this
it.
Joke. Okay. I'm so excited.
You do
I'll
it.
I'll let you do it. I'll let you do it. You set it up.
What's the zip code?
Okay, so obviously everyone knows the Beverly Hills postcode is 90210. Do you know what Dawson's Creek postcode is?
No.
It's 90108.
90108.
Oh, so good.
Best joke ever.
Thank you. Good teamwork, Justin.
Oh, that was the best part of every segment we've ever done.
You two can retire now.
I know. Now, let me follow it up with some really interesting news. So, Joshua Jackson, who did play Pacey, he is promoting his new TV show, Fatal Attraction, which is a remake of the movie. But a scene from Dawson's Creek went viral recently, and he has explained what happened. So if anyone remembers, in season one, there was a big fight between Dawson and Pacey, and Dawson pegs a basketball at Pacey's face in the gym. Now, everyone has said that they think that this scene was CGI because when you watch it, the ball bounces off Pacey's face and then hits the camera and then bounces away. And everyone's like, how did they do that? Like, that's CGI. It has to be. And he has gone on Jimmy Kimmel and revealed that, in actual fact, there's a very simple explanation. It was actually a beach ball painted to look like a basketball, and it bounced off his face and then bounced off the camera. And he said, and they just nailed the take, and they tried to do it another 2 or 3 times and couldn't get it, so they actually just used that one.
Oh, I love those little stories.
I love that he also just had to get hit in the face for the show. He really put his body on the line for it.
Well, he said he was 19 years old and, like, nothing hurt him. He was like, yeah, I'm fine, guys. I'm fine. I'm totally fine.
What was that Dawson's Creek postcode again, guys?
You sing it. You sing it.
Yes. Everyone's going to be singing that all day today now. They're going to be like,
Nanawanawan.
You can blame Justin Hill for that. The streaming service podcast, on listeners Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Thanks, Justin.
Thank you, guys.